You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, episode 35. And today we're talking about this, craptacular stories. Yes, you've heard that right, craptacular stories. Now, today we're going to lighten it up a little bit because we have been going along this journey now for 34 episodes, today being our 35th, and we've been getting into some deep stuff, wouldn't you say? But that's how you do it. That's how you go into the deep. You do one sip at a time, and next thing you know, you're like, hey, I'm drinking some deep stuff here, and this is awesome. Yesterday, we talked about, are you cheating on your life? Cheating on your date, question mark? The date called today, yes, we got in it. We went in fast, we went in furious, and went in deep. So today we're going to lighten it up a little bit because I want to share a couple stories that have happened recently that I think you'll find probably humorous. Maybe some of you may not. You may be like, oh my goodness, I roll. But as you're rolling your eyes, I want to share with you what's happened. The other day I took my dog Stella out. I have a little rescue Yorkie that I got in a shelter in New York City. And bless her heart, love this little dog so much. And I was taking her out to go potty, do her business like we do every morning. And I wasn't paying attention because the night before, this is a couple nights ago, I had gotten just this surge of all this creative energy and I ended up writing most of the night. And so the next day I was pretty tired when I got up and I took her out and it wasn't really paying attention. But I did notice that she kind of got in that position where I knew, you know, she's about to do her business. So I have my bag in hand because I am a good citizen. I pick up after my dog. Well, as she does her business and all of a sudden I realize she's done, I look down in the grass and I cannot find it anywhere. Like, I looked for several minutes. I am looking like I'm down there, not super close, but I am looking for this stuff and I cannot find it anywhere. And now it's like it's on, you know, like I am like determined to find this stuff. I couldn't find it. And I live in a condo downtown. So there are a lot of people that are watching this transpire, as well as the condo right next to the condo. There is a clinic and there's an, you know, office buildings and whatnot. So anyway, people are watching and I know they're watching. So what do I do? Because I have really become the like curb your dog policewoman, because living in New York City, if you don't curb your dog, I mean, it's just so rude because they don't go in the grass in New York City. So you know what I'm talking about. It's like right in the middle of the sidewalk. It's like clean up after your dog. So anyway, I'm sitting here. I'm not knowing what to do. And I'm usually the first one to call someone out if they don't pick up after their dog. So I didn't know what to do. I'm sitting here. And all of a sudden I thought, okay, I'm just going to pretend. So I reach down. I dig around in the grass like I'm picking up after my dog. I mean, no, it's embarrassing. I hope none of my neighbors listen to this podcast. But anyway, so I pick it up and I stroll along like everything's good. Well, then I go up back upstairs and I had the bag with me because, of course, I didn't feel like I needed to throw it away because it just had grass and leaves in it. So I have it upstairs and all of a sudden Pablo comes and he's like, why did you bring Stella's poop up here? And I'm like, oh, I didn't. And I start laughing and I tell him this story. So I had to confess. Well, anyway, this happens, okay? Now, let's set that story aside. Then I go to Whole Foods with my daughter. While I'm at Whole Foods, I'm like, I have to use the restroom. So I go over to the restroom and they have now like unisex bathrooms. So they're, you know, it's not like men's in one, women's in the other, which I think is a great idea. Just unisex bathrooms. It works for everybody. It's great. So I go and I grab the door and I open it up and there's a guy, an older man sitting on the toilet. And I was just like, and I just was like, and the first thing I said, of course, I said, Sorry. Now, at least I didn't say I am sorry, okay? If you haven't listened to the podcast, Live Unapologetic, which is a couple podcasts ago, go listen to that. We're getting rid of the sorry, but oh my goodness, it just came out. I was like, sorry. And so I shut the door really quickly and he's like, I thought I locked it. Well, obviously didn't lock it. So then now I'm standing outside the door because the other restroom is occupied and I'm not knowing what to do because now I'm embarrassed. I'm feeling embarrassed for this man. And I'm thinking, why am I taking on this embarrassment? You know, it's more embarrassing if you're the guy in there going to the bathroom and some woman walks in on you. But I'm like, okay, so now isn't this interesting? This, you know, the tides are turned and now I'm embarrassed and I'm not knowing what to do. So finally I'm like, that's it. I can hold it. I'm not going. So I leave. I figure I'll go back once I know this guy's out of the store. So I leave and I go and my daughter's like, did you go? I'm like, no. And then I tell her the story. We're laughing. Next thing you know, I see the gentleman. He's walking out of the restroom and he's gone. So I don't have to look at him face to face. So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back to the restroom. Go back. I go into a different restroom, the same restroom. Okay, the same restroom that this gentleman was in. And as I go in, I realize like the toilet has not been flushed and it is not good. I'm just telling you, it is not good. So I proceed to do, you know, a 180. I'm going back out of there. And as I'm leaving, this young man comes walking in. So now I say to him, don't go in there. And he looks at me, he's like, I said, seriously, don't go in there. That wasn't me. Now I'm feeling like the need to defend the fact that that wasn't me that did that and left it there. And he's looking at me because the man is completely stoned. I mean, completely. His eyes are just little slits. They're red. He's completely confused. He just looks at me and he can't even speak. And I go, no, seriously. Like, I mean, I'm serious. I didn't do that. And it's dirty. Don't go in there. And he just looked at me and he went in there anyway. And then I heard him flush the toilet. Like, would it have been so wrong, so hard if I would have simply went in and flushed the toilet? Well, anyway, so I'm laughing about this and I leave and I finally get into the restroom next door. I use it. It's all good. I'm done. I tell my daughter, we laugh. So why am I telling you these craptacular stories? Well, first of all, there are some lessons to be learned in this one. When I'm picking up after Stella, I started thinking, you know, where in your life do you have crap? And you know there's crap because you've seen evidence, you know, you've seen whatever. Like, you know there's crap in the vicinity, but you can't find it. And instead of looking for it so that you can really get rid of it, you pretend. You pretend because you're concerned about what other people are going to think. So you go through the motions, even though, you know what? You got crap that never got taken care of. Am I the only one that's ever done this? Look in your life. Where do you have crap that you're not even, you know it's there. You don't know exactly where it is, but you know it's there. You can smell it, but you're not taking care of it. And so you go through the motions and you pretend. Second situation, you walk in on someone else's crap and you apologize. Like when I walk in on this guy, he doesn't lock the door. I go in and then I apologize and I get embarrassed. Like, what's that? So if we're walking in on other people's crap, it's their crap. It's not our crap. And why do we have to apologize for someone else's crap? We don't need to. Ladies, and I know I have gentlemen that are listening as well. Ladies and gentlemen, dear souls, we do not have to apologize for someone else's crap. And then I go to the next one, and now I feel like I'm being blamed for someone else's crap. And what did I do? No, I spoke up. I said, hey, that ain't my crap. That is not my crap. And I took no responsibility for that crap. But the interesting thing about it was the guy looked at me. He was in his own world. He was higher than a kite. He didn't care. And when I came out and told my daughter this story, she goes, Mom, maybe he wasn't high at all. Maybe he was just so confused by the fact that this woman's coming out and she's just saying all these things you were saying. Anyway, I started laughing. But the moral of the story is, you know what? If you are blamed for someone else's crap, whatever the crap is in life, speak up. And most of all, don't blame someone else for your crap. Deal with your own crap. Go in, flush the crap if you have to, whatever, in your life, wherever this is. Look for it, find it, and then be done and move on. And then also realize that, you know what? It's nothing to be embarrassed about because we all have crap, right? We all have crap in our lives. We all have those things that kind of pile up on us. And all of a sudden, it's like our life kind of feels like it's stinking and we're not sure where it is or where it's coming from. Find it. Correct it. Discover it. You know, uncover it. Discover it. Stop making apology for it. Take care of it and move on and realize we all have crap and it's okay. So I hope you got something from this today. I know today's show notes are going to be short and sweet, but today's sacred soul step, grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and ask yourself, number one, where are you aware that there's crap and you're not taking care of it and you're pretending that it's not there and you're pretending like you've picked it up and you're going through the motions? Number two, where in your life are you walking in on someone else's crap and you're apologizing for it? Where are you doing that? And number three, where are you not speaking up? Somehow you're taking responsibility for someone else's crap and you're not speaking up. Okay, so take that time today, write this stuff out, take a look at your own life. Yes, I know it's a funny story. Some of you, like I said, may be rolling your eyes right now thinking this is not so funny, but you know what? We all do it. But going beyond the obvious and going into all those areas in our lives where we are carrying stinking thinking, stinking stuff, and we're not taking care of it. So we all do it. So let's all clean it up and clean up after ourselves. I hope that you got something from today, and I will so look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.